Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We are a Christian Protestant internet ministry and a local church assembly in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Sabrina, And we're so happy that all of you are here to join us. Many of you know that at the beginning of our services, we celebrate Holy Communion. And for those of you who do not yet have your elements together, now would be a good time for that. We want to thank the Lord for his eternal spirit. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, for his long suffering, his kindness, his loving kindness towards us. Amen. We are not deserving of all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed us with, has granted to us, has given us. We are not deserving. We're deserving of something else. But because he loves us so, and because we have obeyed him in receiving his son, Jesus Christ, we are open to many blessings and to an inheritance that's found in the Lord Jesus. Amen? We want to encourage anyone who may be listening who has not asked Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins, who's not asked him to forgive them of their family sins, who's not asked him to come live in their hearts and to be their personal Savior and Lord, who has not said to him that you want him to be your God, and when you die, you wish to come to heaven to be with him. Anyone who has not done that and who has not acknowledged what Jesus Christ did for every human being when he died on the cross of Calvary for our sins and took all of our sins upon him and became a curse for us and then died and rose from the grave and went back to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father and to be what he has always been, Lord of all. Anyone who has not experienced that with Jesus Christ, we encourage you to do so. You see, you don't have but one chance to do it. You don't have any more time than what you have on this earth. There's no guarantee that you will be alive at 10 o'clock this evening. There's simply no guarantee. So I would suggest that you open your heart to the Lord Jesus, that you realize that he really is the Son of the living God, that he's the Savior of the world, that he's the light of the world, and that there is no one like him or beside him. He is God. And I would recommend that you open your heart and humble yourself before him and ask him to be the Lord of your life. You turn the reins of your life over to him. You promise him to love him, to trust him, to believe him, and to obey him. I encourage you to do that because it will make the difference. It will make the difference in your life here. It'll make the difference in your life when you leave this planet. And one day you will leave, one way or another. One way or another, you will leave. No, you may not know when that time comes. Something may happen and you may be unconscious for the rest of your days. You never know. Situations have happened that way before. So I encourage you to open your heart to Jesus Christ and to ask him to forgive you of your sin and to come inside and live inside of you and to be your personal Savior and the Lord of your life. I did that when I was about 2.5 years old. So it's no such thing as you're too young to do it. Amen? It's when you're ready to do it. I did it when I was 2.5. My grandmother had told me all about Jesus. She talked about him all the time. I'd watched her pray. So I knew what to do. I went right in the front bedroom, and I had a little talk with Jesus. And it changed my whole life. So I encourage you to find out all that God has for you, When he sent you into the world, he had a plan in mind. No, it wasn't for you to commit suicide. It was for you to come to know him, to come to trust him, to believe him, to be reunited with his Father and our God, and to discover how wonderful the love of God is, and to find your purpose in him. He sent you into the world, regardless to how you got here and who your parents were and what they did and didn't do and should have done and could have done but didn't do. That's immaterial. That's not the point. The point is you're here because he wants you to be here. And he wants you to open your heart to him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to have faith in him. And he wants to be your God. Amen. Amen. So those of us who have received Jesus Christ, we know that when we confess our faults before him, he is just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to give you a moment to talk to the Lord about what you need to say to him. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We ask you to forgive us of our sins and our iniquities and our trespasses, things that have been on our hearts, some of them we've forgotten about, some of them we've ignored. But now they're coming to the surface, Lord. And so we present them to you. We don't attempt to hide them. And we ask you to do a deep work in our heart. We ask you to purge out those things that are displeasing to you and painful to us. We ask you, Lord, to make us a new lump. Amen? Like a new loaf of bread, fresh out of the oven. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you left us Holy Communion, which we celebrate today. We want to thank you for dying on the cross for us, that we might have an opportunity to partake of eternal life, that life is not over once we leave this planet and then there's nothing. There's no truth in that. The truth is that once we die, we appear before your throne, and we will either receive welcome, or we will receive, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And thereby into eternal damnation. Hell is a real place. Heaven is a real place. And we've decided that we would prefer to be in heaven with you. So we've chosen to change our lives, change what we believe, what we say, what we do, what we embrace. Because we want to spend eternity with you. Time on earth is short, but eternity lasts forever. So we thank you for this opportunity, for our hearts to be cleansed. We thank you for an opportunity to start fresh with you, Lord. We thank you for an opportunity for continued growth. And we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to remain connected to you as we live this life on earth. And then transcend to our life in heaven with you. If you have your elements, we're ready. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
After the same manner also, he took the cup. Thank you, Lord. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not getting off the cross. Thank you for staying, Lord, till you said it is finished. Thank you, Lord. We'll forever praise you for who you are and what you've done. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter that you are long-suffering to us, and that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, we know that all will not be saved. Only those who repent, forsake sin, and receive you as their Savior. Salvation requires the human to fully participate. No man, no third party can take a person out of your hands. Father, you have chosen to allow for individuals to have freedom of choice. You do not force anyone to accept or to receive you. Nor do you force anyone to stay with you. Father, you do not have a double standard. All must be saved by faith in you. They must all receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Neither are you a respecter of person. You warn each of your children to be attentive to righteous resolve, lest there be in any of us an evil heart of unbelief, which brings forth a departing from you, the only living God. You warn us of the dangers of becoming hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We have the grace to be partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfastly unto the end. Father, we pray that we will hold steadfastly to you until the end shall come. Amen? That's very important. That's extremely important. Father, we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. So from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every broken heart, all despair, all rejection, all hopelessness, all excessive mourning and insomnia and depression and self-pity and heaviness, all violence, all assault, every root of bitterness, all impulsiveness, all lack of praise, all deviant sex, all suicidal tendencies. We bind the spirit of heaviness, and we loose over your people, Lord, the garment of praise for the spirit of depression and oppression. We thank you for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who has come alongside, Lord, to help us in our time of need. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and all of his power. We close and seal all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We seal every open door of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital, and technology demons with their attacks. We bind all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks and particles, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no place in our lives. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and all their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and drone spirits. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing and womanizing spirits, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, we bind in Jesus' name, all whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, and the work of every druid, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind whoredom spirits and all the voices of the stranger and seducers and their attacks in Jesus' name. If you have ever raped anyone, now is the time to get rid of that spirit. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of the rapist, the spirit of violence, the spirit of hatred. If you've ever forced yourself on anyone in that way, we bind those demons in you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command them to come out of you. Go into the cage, to the we chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We call for the fire of God to consume them in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut you free from that person, the person you attack. We cut you free from them. We loose them from you in Jesus' name. We loose them from you forevermore in Jesus' name. The illegal penetration, we bind you in Jesus' name. Immorality, promiscuity, whoredom, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Or anal and oral copulation, we bind you in Jesus' name. Yerre Just because you said some Hail Marys does not get you out of this. Just because you said some Hail Marys does not get you out of this. You must go to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you for what you have done. You must ask him to cleanse you from what you have done and allowed yourself to become. Even if it did come down the family lines, it's sin. It's sin. And you need to ask the Lord for forgiveness. You need to repent and acknowledge that what you did was sin. And you need to ask the Lord to heal the person that you attacked in Jesus' name. Mary is not God. She can't fix your problem. You need Jesus Christ the Lord. Mary received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And you need to do so as well. You must humble yourself before the throne of God. You must humble yourself at the foot of the cross of Calvary. All unclean spirits and their attacks we bind in Jesus' name. All passive devils, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, all 5G attacks, all EMF attacks. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent in Jesus' name. We bind the voice of every stranger and every charmer in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Asian, tribal group, indigenous person, people from around the world. We bind the particular form of witchcraft, idolatry, and the occult involvement of every culture in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them in their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting devils, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, undermine, attack, despise, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools, the spirit of the fool, and we bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. All astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, no unrighteous event left behind. In Jesus' holy name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devil attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride, and we bring you down off your throne in Jesus' name. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we command you to come out of the people of God. Every spirit of pride is bound in Jesus' name. Come out of the people of God. Come out of God's people. Every spirit of pride, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Every spirit of pride, you are bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people in Jesus' holy name. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Generational pride, come out in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Baal, Belial, Beelzebub, Baphomet, and his 72, Mammon, Atlas, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune, Python, Baselech, and Molech. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we undo the works of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumens, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, and rite, the work of the Demolé and all associated organizations, even their artifacts. We bind you and your powers in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot be a Christian and a Mason in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Father, we cut ourselves free from every spirit that followed us this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that tracked us, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that we came in contact with and we did not do proper warfare, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirits that entered our minds that are not of God, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Through the cell phone, through the telephone, through the atmosphere, through the computer, through television, through radio, through false ministry, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We rejoice with you, Father, that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness. We bind all the bands of wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to fall off the people now in Jesus' holy name. We undo heavy burdens. We let the oppressed go free. We break every yoke and chain, and we call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially persecuted Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Lord, we cover our vehicles and ourselves with the blood of Jesus and the road on which we travel. We take authority and dominion over any spirit, being, or animal that would cross the road, Father, to cause us harm. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of Jesus goes before us. We cover our property and our dreams in the name of Jesus. We command those spirits that come to attack us in the night to go back, and we send their warfare against us back against them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, all voodoo, all witchcraft curses. We return them to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All those things that happen in the night, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. 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 Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Everything that happens in the night, that happens when we sleep, that happens when we try to rest, we bind those attacks in the name of Jesus. We command them to come up and out of God's people. We uproot you. We uproot you. We uproot you in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of God to descend upon you and destroy you in Jesus' name. We appeal to the righteous judge for your adjudication on those who release such to us in Jesus' name. Father, we have asked you to adjudicate every relationship. We thank you for the righteous judge, cutting us free from that would defile us and corrupt us in Jesus' name. Yeah, even in the emotions, oh Lord. Cut us free.
Cauterize the hands. Releoso tarabre. Red de la bruca de vidioso de la breca de viaja. Releosa. Ringe de la rocha de la brica y sala de yosa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Rola de Dios. We pull down our walls of protections around witches, warlocks, shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, sorcerers, divinators, false religious persons in Jesus' name. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, charm, fetish, all voodoo, sorcery, magic, all mind control, bewitchments, death, potions, all psychic warfare, torment, pain, sickness, and destruction, all incantations, root works, crystals, incense, candle burnings, all ungodly blessings and chantings, all tribal rituals and sins. We command all these things to exit our lives now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ, and we break and destroy every yoke that is not of Jesus Christ. And the church said amen. Amen and amen.
Would help if I do this part. Rola de Dios sorra hatara briki sile de Dios riki bababa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are so appreciative of the Holy Spirit coming to church. We need him. Amen. We need you. Yes, we do. We need you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, church, praise him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise is the expression of approval or admiration. It is an expression of approval, esteem, or commendation. It matters. In matters relating to God Almighty, it is most often an outward display of strong approval, lofty praise, and exalting. Praise is the vocal, audible, or visual adoration of God Almighty. Praise may be heard and or views. On yesterday, I made several entries in the MIC chat room for you all. In Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah chapter 61, beginning with verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The garment of praise for every depression and every oppression. What's oppression? It's heavy. It feels like it's pushing you down. It's in the air. You can't touch it, but you can feel it, and it weighs you down. The garment of praise for every depression and every oppression of life. A garment which expresses praise and gratitude instead of mourning and a burdened or heavy spirit. Praise instead of faintness, praise instead of feebleness, praise instead of weakness, burning bright
instead of a lamp going out or becoming dim. God says, praise instead of worn out and faint. So many of us are going through things that are kind of putting a little hurt on us. Let's put it that way. Everybody goes through those things. They come time and again. And the Lord is saying to praise him all the way through it, to continually praise him. Don't let up, don't let up, don't let up, don't let up. Praise him no matter how your heart might be breaking. Praise him through it all. Open your mouth. Lift your hands. Release what he has placed in you, a spirit of praise, a garment of praise, to cover everything that ought to be covered. Amen? There is no such thing as living this life and not having affliction. Afflictions come to everyone, saint and sinner alike. But you see, the saint has an advantage. We know who our God is. We know how great and how powerful and how mighty and how merciful and how loving and how forgiving he is. Praise him. Even if you sin, praise him. He is the glory and the lifter up of our head. He's the one. You can't always go to a friend and share your burden, but you can always run to the throne. He's always there waiting to receive your cries, your prayers, whatever you have to bring. No matter what's coming against you, no matter what has upset you, no matter what has changed your emotional disposition, he says to praise him. Praise him because he's God. Praise him because he's your Savior. Praise him because he's your answer and he's your solution. Praise him. It doesn't matter what it is. No matter what the doctor said or said he's got to take tests for, praise him. Praise him when you wake up. Praise him all day long. Praise him when you go to sleep. Praise him in your sleep. Praise him. Somebody came to church today. They need an answer. Here it is. Praise him. This is the weapon he's giving you to use. Praise him. Open your mouth and let out the God that's in you. This is what you need to do. This is what God is saying to us today. Joy for all that was left undone or anything that brings us down. Joy. Yes, joy. God's joy. Psalm 4, verse 7. Psalm 4, verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. It doesn't matter how many blessings you see some sinner with. The gladness in your heart will take you all the way to the throne of God. Don't let circumstances put out your praise. Don't let the devil steal your praise. Don't let him con you out of the joy of the Lord that's already in you. Amen? Acts chapter 13, verse 52. Acts chapter 13, verse 52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. You see, when Jesus came in, you were changed. When the Holy Spirit came in, you didn't just get power in a prayer language. You got a whole lot more. And maybe you need to unwrap some of your presence, because joy is one of them. The power to praise God no matter what is happening is one of them. Maybe you were so busy unwrapping one of them that you forgot about the rest of them. I encourage you today to go finish unwrapping your gift. There's something you left over there in the corner. It's a little box, but it's got a lot of power in it. You can't afford to leave your gifts just sitting there. Jesus had to die for you to get them anyway. When he died and he left, he gave gifts unto men. You have the gifting to praise the Lord no matter what. When my mother died, I was there at 2 in the morning. Nobody else was there. It was me, her, and God. And when the staff finally responded to the code, and I do mean finally, they came in. One nurse was crying. And the other one, all of them were, I'm so sorry. I said, no, she's gone to be with Jesus. This is her day. Rejoice with me. And I thanked them when they left for coming to her party. The celebration of her life and her life everlasting. I didn't cry one tear. It wasn't time for tears. It was time for joy. She could have gone to hell, but she didn't. But God. She could have gone to hell. But God. I asked the Lord, are the angels going to come get her? He said, no, I'm coming to get her. So let me tell you, saints, it does not matter what the circumstance is, you can praise the Lord. It's in you. Unwrap your gift. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Joy. You have the Holy Spirit within you, you've got joy. You don't have to look for it someplace else. It's already in you. When the Holy Spirit came in, he brought it with him. You can't say you don't have any if he's in there because he brought it with him. You've got it. Turn around, take a look. You've got it. The joy of the Lord is in you. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No, it's not a barbecue or fried chicken dinner. Okay, that's not it. That's just some of the things the church does. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No, it's not soda pop and pizza even. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, if you're in the kingdom of God, you're supposed to have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Why are you acting like you don't have any? God wants to know. He wants to know what's up with you. What's up with you? Some days you're fine. Then a bump in the road comes, and then you're not fine. But the joy is still in there. He didn't take it away. How's the song go? This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And neither can your family members unless you let them. Amen. And neither can the people on your job unless you let them. Stop letting them. Amen. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing. With all joy and peace and believing. that ye may abound in hope. You know, abound, like leaping through the air. Abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's the truth. It's time for us to act like it, but it's the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Joy straight from God. Amen. He's in there. Yes, he is. Say, oh, yes, he is. Y'all got to work on that. Psalm 16, beginning with verse 8. Psalm 16, beginning with verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my joy rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Rest in hope means you sleep through the night, right? Amen. Amen. Verse 11, Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So you say, those are some nice scriptures, Pastor, but I still feel the same way as before. Well, saints, faith without works is dead. First, you must receive the word. Then you must believe the word. Then you must embrace the word and place it in your own heart. Lastly, you must act on the word. Whether your feelings have changed or not is not the point. See, the problem is some of us, our feelings are an idol to us. We have them on a little throne in our lives, in our hearts, and whenever we feel something different, the whole world is supposed to change because of what we feel. But that's sin. None is supposed to be enthroned on your heart but God. And if you got your feelings up there, you're in sin. Amen. That is the truth. Whether your feelings have changed or not is not the point. You must act on the word because it is true, because it is the word of God, because God says so. Amen? We must learn to discipline ourselves to put our feelings in their proper place. Our feelings do not dictate our beliefs, nor our actions. Your feelings are not supposed to tell you what to think, what to believe, or what to do. Amen. Feelings are just that, the emotion that is presently displaying itself. Saints, we can change our emotions just like we change the TV channel. Yes, we can. You've done it before. You were a little upset about something. You went in the room. You turned the TV on. You flicked to something silly and started laughing and felt better. Come on, tell the truth. We can change our emotions just like we change our clothes. Yes, we can. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we can. The choice is up to us. We can continue to feel bad, or we can say to ourselves, enough.
We can say to ourselves, enough. Okay, you don't believe me. Okay? So, when my youngest brother died, it was one of the worst feelings of my entire life. I was the one who found him dead in our home. And that feeling stayed with me for about a month. And I was talking to the Lord. And I told him, this is enough, is enough. In other words, I was saying from within, this is all with this. It's time for change. And I began to praise the Lord on a deeper level than I had ever done before. I began to praise the Lord with force. I began to praise the Lord deliberately and with full intent. I began to praise the Lord like I was battling something. And I was determined that the something was not going to win. And so I kept praising the Lord. And I kept praising the Lord. I walked up and down the floor praising the Lord. I walked up and down the floor thanking the Lord for what had happened just the way it happened. No, it is not logical. It's spiritual. It is not logical at all. You have to defy your own thought processes in order to do it. But it was fully spiritual and fully God. And when I finally finished, it broke. You see, saints, you can change your emotions, no matter how deep they are within you. You can. You've got the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God didn't lie. I put it to the test. I can tell you at the end of that scripture, I tested it and it's been found true. Amen? So, we can continue to feel bad, or we can say to ourselves, enough. We can change the way we feel. It may take some doing. It may take some determination. It may take some grit, but we can do it. We can do something about it that pleases God and brings him glory. Saints, Isaiah 61 tells us that God gives to his people, he has appointed for us to receive beauty for the ashes of life. He has determined already that his people should receive beauty for the ashes of this life. But you have to be open to receive it. Amen? He has appointed us to receive the oil of joy for all that has caused us to mourn. But we have to believe him in order to receive it. He has already released to us new clothes, the garment of praise for all that has weighed us down. Won't you choose to receive it? He tells us that when we choose to receive his blessing, that we're acting like trees of righteousness. From his throne, he can tell that we are his planting and our Father is glorified. Saints, our Father will show to us his path for our lives. In his presence is joy, like Niagara Falls flowing over, fullness. At his right hand, there are pleasures that reach into eternity. They're not just here, they transcend into eternity.
Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. The joy of the Lord springs forth within us as we praise him in gratitude and tribute. The joy of the Lord bursts out in us when we think of his goodness to us. The joy of the Lord lifts us as we express his greatness, his power, his mercy, his faithfulness, his healing, his deliverance, his peace, his love. Our joy is expressed whenever we place our faith and trust in the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Are you obeying this scripture? Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. You see, some of us refuse to deal with what's getting in the way. And that's our thought life, that little regulator, our thoughts. You know, we have the power through the Holy Spirit to pull those thoughts down, to put them in a little cage and send them to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We can do it whenever we get ready. We can do it in the shower. We can do it when our heads are in the refrigerator. We can do it on our way to the car. It's up to us. We have to decide to do it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen. Happy is he. When we trust the Lord, we ought to be happy, because we know he's taking care of it. Psalm 33, beginning with verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. It's fitting, it's appropriate, it's beautiful on the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Psalm 33, verse 21. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. You need more mercy? Give him more hope. Amen. Saints, our hearts rejoice because we have trusted in his holy name, the name that is above every name, the name that changes things in heavenly places, the name that changes things in the earth, the name that changes things beneath the earth, the name that changes things in every sphere and in every realm. Let the joys of the godly ones well up in praise to the Lord, for it is right to praise him. You know, they say there are only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Amen. You know it's the truth. It might be tight, but it's right. For all that God says is right, and everything he does is worthy of our trust. Everything he does deserves our trust. The Lord loves whatever is just and good. The whole earth is filled with his love. Well, I can't feel love. We'll go outside and look at the birds fly around for a while. They haven't clocked in on anybody's job since they got here. But they're out there busy eating everything they can find. Maybe you'll get a different point of view. Amen. I lost my job. I don't have a job. Those birds still flying. They still eating. They don't clock in at anybody's place of employment. He takes care of them. He's got scriptures in the Bible telling you if he takes care of them, he can take care of you. So now what do you got your mouth stuck out for? Why are you singing the blues? They don't sing the blues. They fuss at each other. They chase each other around. They act like they don't care if there's such a thing as time. They do whatever they feel like doing most of the time. When it's time for them to go someplace else, one of them starts it up and the whole flock. So what's with you? They have to be out there in the weather with feathers. You can go inside. Come on. And he takes care of them. He feeds their earthworms everywhere. What do you mean? We have to take some of them to go fishing. They eat good. They take things off our trees that we wish they wouldn't take. They do. He even takes care of squirrels. How do I know? This squirrel went to my orange tree one day and took my orange and sat up in the pecan tree and ate the orange right in my face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't appreciate that. But, hey, he grows oranges. The squirrel was hungry. What can I say? So you see, Saint, if God takes care of squirrels, then mostly all they do is find a nut, dig a hole, and put it in the ground. And then chase another squirrel. And pick at dogs. That's mostly all they do, you know. They don't do a whole lot. They don't have a bank account anywhere with anything. If he takes care of them, don't you think he can take care of you? And, you know, they run out in front of a car and get killed. You hopefully have more sense than that. Praise the Lord. How much more his joy in the hearts of his people? How much more the praise from our hearts going through the heavens to reach his throne? You know, you're the highest of God's creation because he made you in his image and in his likeness. So if he takes care of whales that don't go to work either, they go around in the depths of the water, they eat whatever they want to eat, and then they make some more whales. That's what they do. All day long, they swim around, they eat whatever they find that they want to eat, and they make some more whales. That's what they do. That's it. That's pretty much it. And they're still out there. I don't care how much they've been poached. They're still out there. There are plenty of them. They're still doing what they always did. And he's taking care of every single one of them. They jump up out the water, and he has this little spout on the top, and the water pops out, and you go, yay! And they're still doing it. And he's still taking care of them and all their little whale babies. So why do you think he can't handle you? Why?
Ask yourself that question. What's my problem? You do not see the whales out there going, now I got to think of a prayer to pray to Jesus to see if he'll feed me and these babies. You don't see no whale nowhere doing that. So come on. Everything God made, he can sustain. Trust him. Amen? Trust him. Act like you know who he is. Trust him. Saints, the praises of God is in our hearts. We need to release them through our lips to ascend to the throne room of our God. Saints, we will praise the Lord no matter what happens. We will praise the Lord no matter what happens. We will forever speak of his glories and his grace. We will tell everyone of his kindness to us so that all who are discouraged can revive in hope and trust. Amen? Saints, let us praise the Lord together. Let's be radiant, all glowing for Jesus, for him saving our souls from eternal damnation. Saints, we put the Lord to the test. We know how kind he really is. His mercies continually shower upon us because we trust in him. The Lord desires for us to be overflowing in his joy and praise. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So for the remainder of the fast, you are to do Philippians 4, 4. You are to do, D-O, Philippians 4, 4. Psalm 40, beginning with verse 2. Psalm 40, beginning with verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and trust in the Lord. Saints, we will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls shall be joyful in our God, for he has clothed us in the garments of salvation. He has covered us with the robe of righteousness. Amen? So let's stand for the benediction.
Amen. Amen.
As we go out today, we're going to practice what the Lord said to do. So whether you know the song or not, clap your hands, move your feet, hum to the beat, if that's all you can do. Amen?
Amen.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Faithful, 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 fa
Yeah.